Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf He Omud Beis. We are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Simen Tuf Tzadi Zayin, dealing with the halachos of what you're allowed to do on Yontif preparing food. And we're at the very top line, Sif Tes. The Mechaber writes, Yone Shovach, if you have pigeons in a coop, or the Yone Aliyah, or you have pigeons, doves, that are in a attic, or Vitziparim shekinenu b'tvichim, or you have birds that have made their nest in your tvichim. What are tvichim? So the Ramah says, Pirush, kli cheres, these are earthenware utensils, habinuyim baksolim, that are built into the walls, lekanin b'hem ofos, that are made to be coops or places where the birds can lodge. So in other words, you have these domesticated birds over here, these pigeons or birds, and you want to use them on Yontif. So, Osur Litzuda, you're not allowed to trap them. They're not considered trapped over here. They can fly around. If you haven't been to Eretz Yisrael, you see these caves where they have these huge numbers of pigeons in these different holes in the wall. So, those birds aren't trapped. You have to go and trap them. And therefore, in this situation, you're not allowed to trap them on Yontif. Lefikoch ein zimun molem. Therefore, even though you designated, I'm going to take the birds over there on Yontif and shach them, it's not going to work because you have to trap them. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Chavav, Rotzolomar, what the Mechaber is telling us over here is, Yone Midbarios Shekinenu B'Shovach Shevachatzero. We're talking here about wild birds that have now gone into your coops in your yard, or Shekinenu Balioso, or into your attic. So they're in your pigeon coop in your attic, but they're wild birds. The Sharatzion Os Memhei tells us over here from the Prima Gadim, the Rav Mari, Afilu Heim Shalom Mamish, even if they belong to you. Koshalo nizgadlu ibnei adam tamid. They're not domesticated. Yesh tzida v'gidolim. These older adult birds that can fly are not considered trapped. Sivkot and Chavzayin, the Mishnah Berurah says vitziporim, regular birds. Mari gam kein canal. This is the same exact thing. Sheinam mirugolim etzlo. They're not domesticated. Ela porchim kol hayom besados. They're constantly flying outside. And they only come into your coop, into these tifichim at night. So all of these, sivkot and chavches, also lutzudan. The Mishnah Berurah says, you're not allowed to go trap them, afilu bichluvan, even when they're in the coop, even when they're in their nesting area, you're not allowed to go and take them because they can fly away. They have to be trapped. And therefore, they're considered lacking trapping. Ubishabas, if you went and took them, Chayv Chattas. On Shabbos, Chayv Chattas. On Yontif, it's a lav. You're not Chayv Chattas, but the equivalent would be on Shabbos for trapping. That tells you this. This is an odd malach over here. On Yontif, you can't do it as well, even though it's, quote, only a lav. V'lo domim, v'lo dome leyonim b'shebabayis. This is different than domesticated birds. Shenizonim b'bayis. They're living in your house. They're your pet birds. U'boyin tod yulechol. They come to you for food. They're not scared of you. They're easily gotten, so they're considered captured already. They're domesticated. They're not running away. And leaving you. If you try to grab them, they let you grab them. They're not afraid of you, and therefore they're considered trapped. Masha'en came be Yonim Elu, but our Yonim in Sif Tes over here are wild. Shinizonim Me'alma, they normally get their food from elsewhere. They won't let you grab them, and therefore you have to trap them. They're not considered trapped. The Mechaber continues and he says, V'hani Mila Migdolim, this is the adult birds. Avo Biktanim, a little baby dove over here, or a little baby other tzipor, so then these can't fly. She'enam Africhim, they can't get away from you. Mutter litzudan, you're allowed to go and trap them, but you have to go and designate them beforehand. They're not considered the problem of trapping, therefore it's mutter litzudan, but there's a problem over here of muktzah, so unless you designate them beforehand, then you wouldn't be able to use them on Yontif if they weren't designated. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chavtes, Ela midadin, these birds just jump around, they don't fly. V'uadin, even if they did fly a little bit, afilu yichol lefroch ma'at, as long as you can easily capture them, and you don't have to go say, let's get a net to go capture them, but you can just grab them, shari, then they're considered not needing trapping. They're already halachically considered trapped, and then you only need to designate them. And that's what the Mishnah says in Sivkot Lamed. Avozim Mitzrichim. They're not like the fawns that we learned about in yesterday's shiur that are considered trapped automatically. They don't need to be designated. Those fawns are trapped. They cannot move and get away. As opposed to these little baby birds, shiny oaf, shiochladados, they can jump, they can move. The fawn is just born. It ain't going anywhere. But these little baby birds, they can hop, and they can get out of the coop. And therefore, so unless you designated them, they're considered not mezuman. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, even according to the opinion that we learned previously, says there is no concept of muktzah on yontif, would agree over here, unless you designated them, that they are considered not able to be used on yontif. Now we go to Sif Yud. How do you designate these birds? Omer, the person has to say, Zeh v'zeh, this bird and that bird, ani no tel mochar. These are the birds that I want to shecht on yontif. I'm designating these birds. You don't have to actually move them, but you just have to verbally designate these birds. Abu Ba'omer, if he says, yeah, mikan ani no tel mochar, I'm going to take some birds from this coop area over here, lo sagi, that's not enough. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Lamed Aleph, lafuke midas beis shamai. This is opposed to the opinion of beis shamai. The lo havizimun elam kein ovid maisa. That is only considered over there, according to beis shamai, that they're considered designated if you did a maisa, which is dainu shinanea kein, that you shake the nest. Now, the issue foot number 38 says, you don't have to actually shake the birds, it's enough if you shake the nest. However, he brings down Rashi and the Meiri, who say, L'das Beishamai tzorch l'nanei asayonim atzman. It's not enough to shake the nest. You have to actually go shake the birds themselves. Because when you go and shake the birds, it doesn't mean shake them, it means to move the birds, then we know that you want that bird tomorrow. You've already seen that it's fat enough, it pleases you. You're not going to pick it up tomorrow and say, oh, it's not the one I want, and then put it down and be over at Tiltu on Yontif. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, he says, "V'koshikenim yechos hayonim shabor b'yadayim." And certainly, you don't have to do this, but certainly, if you pick them up, so then that's designating it. V'lo kaima lon kain, we don't require this. Rakafilu ba'omim mirochok ubirias eino, we don't postulate Beis Shammai. We say as long as you can see them, even if you're standing far away. Borer ezimim sagi. If you just say those are the ones that I want, standing far away, that's good enough. However, mikol makum tzorch shi'isaimim b'dayto. But you have to have some way that you know these are definitely the birds that I'm choosing. Since you're not marking them in any way, you better be certain that those are the ones that you in fact designated Erev Yontif. Otherwise, Sivkot Lamid Beis, the Mishnah says, Lo Sagi, it won't work. If you just say, Mikanani no tel lemocha, I'm taking some of these birds from here. Mishum, why won't it work? The Lo Perish Behedja, Ezimim Yikach, because you didn't specify which ones you want. Below Amrina, we don't say in this situation, Hai the lokeach lemochar, that bird that you're going to take tomorrow, Huvrar, the Elov, Kivim Basmanoso. That's the one that you meant. We don't apply Breyer over here. Why? Because the Choshu Chacham and the rabbis were concerned. Shema kishi yavo likach echod, when you go and take one tomorrow, one of these birds tomorrow, Mehem. Yemash mishenu vimotzeno kochush. You're going to pick it up and say, woo, this is a scrawny bird. I thought it was fatter. Vianicho, and you're going to put it down. Vikach acher shomim menu, you're going to take a fatter bird. Now what's going to happen? The nimsa oso kama, the first bird that you picked up, tilto shalot sarch, you moved it for no purpose. And therefore, umuktzahu, it was in fact, in retrospect, it was muktzah. Shari lo hizmin, elo oso shiikach lebisof. Because you said, I'm going to take some from here, and the one that you first touched isn't the one that you took, so therefore it was muktzah in retrospect. Umishum zeh, because of this, afilu mirtza achakach likach min habo biyado gam kinos. And therefore, the rabbi said, because of this concern, even if you're going to take whichever one comes into your hands, it's not allowed. However, the Mishnah says, "In Masmin of Ploni Beferish." If you specify a certain bird, Afilu lo mishmisho, even though you didn't move it and touch it, lo merse klal, and you didn't really see it well, lo chayshino shema. We're not concerned that maybe kishiyachenu when you take it lemachar on yontif imtzeno kochush v'yanichenu that you're going to find it scrawny and you're not going to take it. We don't concern ourselves with that. Why? Because on Erev Yontif, if you really were concerned about this, you could have gone and touched it to make sure it's fat enough, it's good enough for what you need. Hey, Dev, you would have done that well. If it was fat enough, below us it came, but you chose not to do that. Therefore, you're obviously not the guy that's a picky type of guy. And therefore, whichever one comes at the end, you'll be happy with. Now we go to the Mechaber, Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Im zimein kol hashovach. The guy says, listen, I'm designating the entire pigeon coop over here. They don't tzorech elazub, but he really doesn't need 25 pigeons. He just needs a pair of pigeons. Enamol. Then his designation of all the pigeons doesn't help. Why not? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Gimel. Vuadin, the same thing would apply. Lezimein zug, if he designated a pair. They don't tzorech elazub. He only needs one. The same din applies. this type of over-designation doesn't help. Why not? The Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot Lama Dalet, in a moel, the Adirabba, because while you're designating way more than you need, you're basically saying, Kivan Shehizman Yosef Yimashit Tzorch, since you designated much more than you need, Mistama Daito Yol Livroar Lemocher Esa Shomim Bioser. You're basically saying, I'll pick tomorrow the fattest one. And therefore, the Ika Chashash the Tiltul Muktza, we're concerned that you're going to keep on going. No, bird number one, they're not fat enough. Bird number two, you're not fat enough. You're going to touch all these other birds before you go and get the bird that you want. So when you designate 25 birds, you only need one. That's the concern. However, the Ramah adds, he says, Hagah, v'imhu efshar sheyitzdarech kol ha'shovach. But if he, in fact, may need 25 birds, he's expecting company. Then yochol ha'asmin kol ha'shovach. Then you can, in fact, go and designate the entire shovach. Ulamacher, no tell mashitzach. And the next day you take what you need. If you need one, you need one. You need 25, you need 25. He brings it down in the name of the Rabbeinu Yerucham. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Hei explains, Umutulo afilu letaltil laniach. And then he can pick them all up and move them about. Shekulam is umanim him, because now they're all considered designated. Dirshu foot number 41 brings down, based upon what we just said, that it won't help if you don't need all of them and you designate the whole pigeon coop. He says an interesting halach in Erev Tavshilin. He says, Lefize, Haminiach Erev Tavshilin Godol. Person designates, instead of just having, let's say, one challah and one hard-boiled egg to be his Erev Tavshilin, he designates 10 challahs and 10 hard-boiled eggs to be his Erev Tavshilin. And he says, Al das lechol eschalko b'yontiv. I'll eat whatever one I want on yontiv, and whatever's left over for Shabbos will be left over. So then, in Shmir Shabbos Gil Chasa, she talking Shaf Bidyevit ain't a ruva moil. His Erev Tavshil is no good. Why? Shekamo Sheha Mazmin Eskol HaShovach. If the case over here where he designated the entire Shovach, that didn't work when he only needed Veno Serchel Zug Yonim, he only needed one pair of birds. Ein Zenech Shav LaHazmona. That is not considered a good Hazmona. So to over here, who adin by the Erev Tavshilin. When he designates all this food for the Erev Tavshilin, but he's going to eat it not on Shabbos. He's saying the Erev Tavshilin is the Okidech of Shabbos. However, he's going to eat part of it on Yontiv. So then, it's not considered a good Hasmona for the Erev Tavshilin. And he's left with the Tzorchi and whether this would be the case or not. Sif Yud Beis, the Mechaber writes, Zimein Shnayim Umotzu Shlosha. The person designated two birds originally, and then when he comes there on Yontif, he sees there are three birds over there. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah exactly what the case is. Or alternately, O Zimein Shechorim Ulevanim. He designated some black birds and some white birds. Bikinim Hamuvdolim Bimchitza. And they're in different cubicles over here in the coop. Umotzu Shechorim. And he finds the black ones, where the white ones were originally, the white ones, where the black ones were originally. So in all of these situations, asurim, we have to assume that they're not the same birds, and therefore it's also for you to go and use these birds. They're not muchan. Unless, LMK makirin, unless he says, no, those are actually the same birds, and I'm not concerned. Now what is going on over here? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Vav explains. We're talking here about these are birds that he designated. The imkain iko al koponim chad the osin yalma sheinu mazuman. He designated two birds, and now there are three birds there. So certainly one of those birds was not designated. The law of the Tal, we don't say, well, two of the birds will nullify the third bird because the balichayim chashiv v'lo batli, because animals are considered chashuv, birds are considered chashuv, and they're not batl berov. Now, gamu davar sheish lamatirin. Furthermore, just wait till after yontif, and you'll be able to eat all of them. So therefore, you're not allowed to eat these birds on Yontif. Now, the kosu achronu, the achronu say, the kos there be nichon kishurim. We're talking here about where he left them tied up, o mutarim, or untied, and now, umotzu gam ashlishi kosher amutar, or he finds a third bird tied with them, or all three of them are untied. In this situation, they're not considered as women. However, if he originally tied up two birds, ha iminichon kshurim, umotzu kvoshi nichon, he finds the two birds there still tied up. Rak only that motzu etzlon shlishi, he finds a third bird over there, eino mikusha, that's not tied up. And less harsh time, then the first two birds are still good. And we say v'amrina mavadei hein hein sheichinon. These two birds are the two that he prepared. V'zesh eino mikusha, the one that's not tied up, who de'as miyama, that flew in from afar. Now, old kotsu, furthermore, they know echad osir kulam, that one doesn't ruin the others, rak bim hayu kulam lefonenu, if there are three birds now in front of us. But, ha im nechal echad mehem, o nofal layam, if one of them was eaten, or it fell into the river, So shekvar in a bolam. So now one of the birds isn't there. And Dirshu foot number 43 says, Vuadin im chelek min hataruvas parash mi hataruvas vein tzorech ladun olav. If one of them left and now he's not involved in this conversation, so to say, kigon shenimkar l'noach v'chadome, it was sold and it's gone. So the Pisrei Tshuva brings down, shetolim lomar sheisu zeh shenimkar v'asham mutu. We have the halachic right to say that the bird that was sold over here to the guy, or that's not here, is the one that was the additional one that came in, and therefore the other birds are the ones that were mezumen. Because in this situation, shekvar einon ba'ola, the Mishmur continues, mutar mashar, the rest are allowed. Damrin, and we say, isur nafal onecha, mestama, the one that was asur, the one that wasn't mezuman, that's the one that fell, that's the one that was eaten, that's the one that was sold to the guy. V'alpi ho'afanim hanvor miyoridea simen kufyud siv zayin neches v'ayin shom bagad. The Rama over there, that explains this din, that you have the halachic right to say that mestama, the one that is gone, is the one that was bad. Sivkot lamed zayin, bikinim habudol v'chume, it's in these different cubicles within this coop. Kiderach kol shavachim, like the normal way that these dovecotes are. Asuyim alios, harbe, there are many, many different rows. V'chol aliyah yesh mochitzas harbe, and each row has different components, parts to it that are separated. Avozim ein shechorim ulevonim b'kein echad, if you had black and white ones in the same cubicle, originally the black one was on the right in the same cubicle and the white one was on the left, and you come back and now the black one is on the left and the white one is on the right, mutarim, then that's certainly okay. Because they just moved about and we don't have to be concerned that the different two different white and black birds came in and not that the same two that were originally there just moved about. If you found black ones where there were originally white ones in the different cubicles and vice versa, but they're each in their separate places where you left them, even though there are many other black and white birds over there, we don't say over here that they moved about. Here we're talking about that he recognizes those birds that were in that dovecote. So even though there may be others over there, we don't say that they switched around. Those birds that he put in there, those are his birds, and they are mezuman. But if they're only white ones where he used to have black ones, only black ones where he used to have white ones, then you have to be concerned. Asurin, Sivkot Lametes, the Bezimein Shnaim, Motzo Vuchule, this is the same situation as before, where he put two, and now there are three. Bevade Al Koponim, Chad Asim Yama, obviously one came there, because there were no black birds there previously, now there's a black bird, so therefore you have to be concerned. In our case, Gam King Chayshin and Dahani Shizmin, that the ones that he designated there, Parchu, flew away. And now all the birds that are here are different birds that came in from the outside. We're talking here that there at least are other coops or other dovecotes within 50 yama. In other words, that the birds could go. The Gemara tells us that birds will travel up the 50 yama away from their dovecote. Or that they could fly a little bit. Otherwise, because then it would make more sense if they can't really come from another dovecote. So then it doesn't make sense to say they came from another dovecote. It makes more sense to say that they just moved about within this dovecote. As we'll learn in tomorrow's shiur. The issue footnote 44 brings down from the Tzlach that if you designated black ones and now you find white ones there, or vice versa, so obviously they came from another place, so the Tzlach writes, Sha'af b'yom chol asur mishum gezel. You can't have them on a weekday, because how do you know that they're yours? Unless, imkein ha'shavachim shemisaviv shayachim lo, unless you own all the dovecotes nearby, and then it's only a concern on Shabbos, or it could be coming in from Hefker, then it's no concern. He says, in addition, the same thing applies, even if there are only goyim around you, there still is a concern of gezel. With this, we conclude today's shiur.